Welcome back, everybody. It is officially PGA DFS season, and while some people may not think the golf season starts until April, no, it starts here in the first week of January every year as the PGA Tour heads to quite a special place out in Kapalua, Maui, to be more exact, in Hawaii for a couple of weeks, the PGA Tour, but they're going to start in Kapalua here, and this is one of our new videos. We're going to bring back the player and course preview for the event. And of course, this weekend is the Tournament of Champions. And I want to thank our sponsor, Jock Market. If you guys haven't gone over and checked out Jock Market, well, it's fantasy sports into a stock exchange. You make money every minute, every second, every hour, depending on, of course, what sport is going on. You can buy and sell shares of players in real time for real money while the games are going on. And of course, use our exclusive Osmo promo code up to $50 bonus on your first deposit. So let's go ahead now and talk a little bit about this week's tournament, the Tournament of Champions. It is the Kapalua Plantation Course. I have myself played there and also been to this event. It is quite special for me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Not just special for me. Anybody that makes the trip to go out there, it is, in my opinion, unparalleled access to these guys. You know where they stay. They all stay at one resort. And they're more, at least when I went, they're more willing to chat with you and talk it up and hang out at the hotel bar, if you will. So quite a fun experience there out in Maui this week. And the Kapalua Plantation Course, that is going to be our host of the event, and it has been for quite some time. It is the only par 73 on the roster. Still only four par 5s, so there's an extra par 4 added in there, one less par 3. The yardage, 7,600 yards, including the 600-yard par 5 18th hole. We'll talk about that in a second. A couple of other important statistics here. Driving accuracy. One of the easiest places to hit fairways, 84% last year hit them. Greens in regulation, well, when you hit all those fairways, these guys are just so good. You're going to hit a ton of greens, 81% of green in regulation. However, the greens are on the large size, one of the largest on tour, on the rotation, 8,700 square feet. And for the types of grass, if you guys are into that, well, Tiff Eagle Bermuda with a mix of Celebration and Bermuda. The Tiff Eagle, I believe, is on the greens and Celebration throughout. So some interesting stuff there, of course. A lot of elevation there on the Plantation Course. When you get up to the top, man, and you're looking out 17 and 18, you're looking straight out at the Pacific Ocean. And always this time of year, you get the humpback whales that are breeding out there. So it's quite a view. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. So let's learn a little bit about the golf course. The 8th hole, this is a par 3, a longer par 3 that plays over a ravine with a very tough green complex. Places typically one of the hardest holes on the course, as does the 1st hole, which is a longer downhill par 4. And then the last one, top 3 hardest holes on the course, be number 17. That one's got a difficult approach shot. You got to hit over a ravine. Kind of, I've said that a couple of times now, with a difficult green, and it's long. You got to keep the speed slot on the right if you want to have a short iron into it. Top DFS score, what you can expect? Well, you can expect a lot of points this week. 152.5 was Harris English last year. The average for the top 10 last year came in at 122.7. That is enormous. One of the highest scoring events of the year. And the salary of it, 9,100 was the average salary in the top 10. So a lot of the good golfers or the higher salary golfers last year ended up performing quite well. Now, let's go into a couple of players who we might see here this year in the top salary, as we have 39 players in the field and 7 of the world's top 10 are here to compete. So you're going to see a lot of good players. One of the strongest fields ever to come out to Maui. 28 of the top 50 in the world are here, including Jon Rahm, number one. In fact, the only golfer that qualified for the event that didn't come here is Rory McIlroy, which I'm quite sad about. I love watching Rory play on this course. But nonetheless, Jon Rahm is here and a bunch of other great players, including Colin Morikawa. Our top strokes gain statistic here. Well, I already mentioned that it's so easy to hit the fairway, 84%. And yes, while you can take advantage of long drives, you really don't need it. And Harris English, obviously not one of the longest players on tour by any stretch last year, winning the event. You really don't need a ton of driving distance. So what I've done is I've looked at strokes gain on the approach, typically very important here, and strokes gain putting. Again, there's only 39 golfers, so you're going to have to separate somewhere. So there's good golfers, as we just said, Harris English from last year. Anyone that gets hot with that club, certainly in play. For the top approach yardage, something we want to look at this year, of course, you know, we don't just want to look at overall approach. We want to look at maybe if a course features a little bit more yardage than any other. And this week, there's a couple. 100 to 175, that is your primary 25-yard distance this week. However, there's a ton of approach shots that come from 225 plus with all the distance you have on this course. So a couple of players I want to make note of, maybe my first clicks here this week, Colin Morikawa. He went seventh here last year, obviously didn't end the year the way he would have wanted to, but still, nonetheless, he is coming in this year. I think he's going to have an enormous year yet again. He's the best iron player in the world when he's on. And I think probably a little bit better than an athletic Jim Furyk, as Tiger Woods kind of alluded to. Still, nonetheless, he will be my first click up top, depending on where he comes in at. And of course, on those odds, I like it as well. Tony Finau, he's second on the list, getting back to the Tournament of Champions, but this year earning it by winning the Northern Trust. Last year, they had a random attribute that got you in, or a random qualification, I should say. And it was if you got to the Tour Championship, you were invited out to Maui. This year, though, Tony Finau, he didn't have to worry about that. Winning the Northern Trust, he is here by his own merit, and I like him a lot this week. And lastly, one of the newcomers. So I'm going to give you a top, a middle, and a bottom tier as my first clicks. Erik van Rooyen, a guy that struggles to find fairways at times. He won't here this week and is quite good at both the 150 to 175 yard category on the approaches and 225 yards and above. So those are my three first clicks, Morikawa, Finau, and Van Rooyen. So this week we will have a ton of content. Of course, we are back and Adam. If you are looking for our live shows, well, you can check Ben Raza and I. That's right. Ben is coming back with me on the Tuesday show, at least for a little bit. I know you'll also like to see me and Eric battle it out. Well, you can check on Live Before Lock. It's going to be Ben and Eric this week. They're going to go on Wednesday, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, me and Ben. And then, of course, for the big events, we're not quite there yet. This is a big event to me, of course, but maybe not to everybody else. You'll get all three of us on the airwaves battling it out, talking about the best place. But for this week, you're going to get Ben and I on Tuesday, Eric and Ben on Wednesday. The show on Tuesday is 1 o'clock, so be there. Be square, of course. Of course, I would love for you guys to like and subscribe. And not only like and subscribe, but now, what do you guys think about my first clicks here, my first picks of the week, should say, of the season? And of course, if you ever played the Kapalua Plantation course, you mean your notes on what you feel about that. And if you've been lucky enough, like I was, to go out to this event, tell me what you thought about it. See if you agree with me in the comments right below here. Of course, like and subscribe to the Awesome Oak YouTube channel. So until next time, everybody, thank you to Jock Market, to our sponsor. And we will see you back on the live show. And of course, a couple more video on demands, my top values and my top sleepers of the week. So until next time, everybody, cheers and good luck. We'll see you on the other side.